This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
People in the room, children of all ages, gather around and peep your eyes towards the center of the stage, where you will find...
I'm peeping.
Huh?
I'm peeping my eyes.
Sorry, I'm the ringmaster.
Okay, go ahead.
What's your name?
I'm Jessica.
Jeff?
Is that...
Were you looking at me?
You're Jeff?
I'm Jeff.
Sorry, the kid over there. What's your name?
I'm Jeff.
You're Jeff as well. Here, here's my hat. Here's my bullwhip. Here's my jacket. Now you're leading the circus.
Seems a little passive aggressive. I just told you I was doing what you asked. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, people and children.
Fuck, Jeff.
Welcome
great.
To the Big Riddle Circus.
This is your first time doing this. How are you knocking it out?
Yeah.
Wow, that voice is so powerful. None of the guys cucked out, but this commands respect.
I am a child named Jeff, and I am the main event, but we also have elephants.
Give me that hat. Give me that bullwhip. Give me that that jacket. Here, adult Jeff. Here's your hat. Here's your whip. Here's your jacket. You try it.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages.
Wow.
People of all earth, gather round to the Great Riddle Circus. I'm Jeff, a child, but also an adult. Yes, that's right. When you're an adult, you never stop being someone's child.
He's amazing. I'm
We've got elephants.
Eyes at him.
Ethically. Sustainably sourced. It's actually their riddle circus. It's not. It's not even ours. We're
they
just
have
here.
Organic elephants. Wow.
They're grown in a pond in New Mexico.
I believe they're
sourced.
Hatched. They're hatched in a
they're
pond.
And in a hatchery.
Jason Mraz has an elephant farm.
I'm Jason Mraz.
I'm Jeff PC.
And I'm an elephant named Aaron. Hello.
And welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, the greatest show on earth.
That, by the way, stellar intro, one of our best. I do have to say, I saw, you may remember, loyal listener, a few weeks ago, we did an episode called, I think we called it The Sweater. Right? The sweater?
Sweatshirt?
Oh, yeah.
Sweater.
It was a sweatshirt, sweater, yeah. But I think we called it the sweater. I think we kept calling it a sweater.
It was my episode, so I uploaded it and I said the sweater. Well, I also, for a Patreon that should have been called The Island, I called it The Beach, so I'm all over the place.
Hey, so it doesn't matter, but we had an episode called The Sweater, and someone on Twitter told us that was, they had found the podcast because they searched for riddles. That was the first episode that they listened to. And they were like, this is a riddle podcast. They just spent the whole episode just burning this person's sweater. And I loved it. And they loved it. But I thought, yeah, you're right. Like, we don't really do a good job of introducing new listeners to the show. So what I have done, and other podcasts do this, I think a lot of podcasts in the game do this. I've done my research. I've listened to some other stuff. Is they have little log line, little like taglines that they say at the beginning of the podcast to kind of just let everybody know what kind of podcast this is going
okay.
to be.
Okay, I fell behind a Burger King into a place.
Mm-hmm.
Magical land. I see. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay.
JC, I introduced this about a year and a half ago. When you're here, you're riddles.
Great. So that I think that gives us most of the information that we need. I have written a few, and I want you guys' opinion on them.
Okay.
I'm not saying that one of these has to be the thing that we say at the top of every episode.
But it will be.
But one of them could be. Okay, so here
Although
we go.
I like the one
my
Aaron
eyes
did.
And
I like,
ears
I like
are peeping.
I like the one that you did, Adel, that when you're here, you're riddles, because, again, gives you all the information. Here we go. Here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast where three comedians do our best to solve riddles and throw in some improvised scenes along the way.
I have notes.
Okay.
We don't do our best.
Okay, yeah. So that one was to lie to the new listeners.
I love that.
The old listeners will know that we don't do our best, but if someone's...
Did you say the old lizards?
These old lizards, I'm sorry. When I see people, I see the fans of our show as lizard people.
Okay.
Our listeners.
So, hi, we're Hey Riddle Riddle. We're a podcast where we try our best to do scenes and riddles. Is that it? I'm trying to think of, is it memorable?
So I have other options because that one may be a little wordy. So how about this one?
I know for a long time we called our fan base Kevins and Susies. Can we start calling them old lizards? Is that fun to just call our fan base old lizards? Hey, old lizards.
Yeah, we're insulting a lot of people, animals, and things with that one, so I like it.
I don't think anyone's insulted by old lizard.
I think if you call someone an old lizard, one thing that's great about calling someone old lizard, which is not great about Kevin and Susie, is it's gender neutral. Anyone can be a lizard.
Yeah. And anyone can be old, and that's what's true.
I'm the most sensitive person in the world, and I would not be offended by old lizards.
I've started calling people motherfuckers because that's also gender neutral. So I'm just looking.
I've started calling people future friends.
Aaron, listen that's up, why you motherfucking future friend lizards. That's too verbose. Okay, here's my next one. Okay, a riddle's an improv comedy podcast hosted by three Chicago comedians. Now
well,
I know.
I have notes.
Okay,
Aaron's moving to LA.
Yeah, so that's
and I'm more
hard.
Of a Boston comedian.
And I've been told legally I can't call myself a comedian. Judge said I'm a man who talks in circles.
So that I'm a human pun hive.
I got all these bees.
That's the truest thing you've ever said. You
I've
lie
got all
so
these
much.
Reference bees.
Okay, so that one's bad. That one's bad too. Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast in three acts. Act one, we bullshit around for 10 minutes. Act two, we begrudgingly and half-heartedly attempt the premise of the show. And the final act is when we hit 60 minutes and realize that we haven't told you our social media handles.
Yes, no, no, I like that that's a real This American Life type show. Mm-hmm, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love that vibe.
I think people like a show in acts. Like World News, we would always introduce it as a show in acts. Yeah. And I think that that helps, you know, drive people and introduce them to what they're listening to.
We got
to.
A problem. We can't legally call ourselves actors. Remember what the judge said?
Oh, yeah, because of the bees. Right. Okay, here's this one. I think that this is one that the person who found our show from the sweater episode is really going to enjoy. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast where we all show up and hope that one of us is wearing something interesting.
Perfect. No notes.
Definitely my favorite.
The only note I have about that one is it does say a podcast where we all show up, and oftentimes one of us, I mean, today it was me, is a little bit late. So that one might need a caveat to it.
Like that one because it's also like I do sometimes hope that I'll show up wearing something interesting. I think that the morning of the record, I go, man, I hope I show up wearing something interesting tonight.
I think we should attempt more prop comedy and then call it out. Like,
all right, let me go grab my pool noodle. I'll be right back.
JBZ says that every time he... Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Kicked out of the public pool because I was grabbing my pool noodle. We all know the joke. It was my penis, okay?
Wait. Are these two pool noodles or are they my antenna? We really can't call ourselves comedians, you guys.
No, we really shouldn't. We shouldn't. We definitely shouldn't.
Any more?
Do you have any more?
Those are all the ones that I have. I did this like 5 minutes before we started recording.
I have a couple I've thought
please,
of here.
Please, please.
Just give me a quick yes or no, or if you have notes.
Okay.
Number one. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast.
Ooh.
We can't legally call ourselves a podcast. That's what
perfect.
The
okay. Mm-hmm. Let me try again. What's a podcast that attempts to solve riddles? Answer, us.
Yeah, okay. I would say
I like that one because you don't say the name.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Hey Riddle. What's a podcast?
To be fair, not every episode of CSI starts with, I'm so tired of this CSI.
Oh, I got
I'm so tired of CSIing every day. Do you ever get tired of being such a CSI?
Okay, I love that.
We got to bring about more law and order.
I'm going to combine your two ideas. Here's a riddle. What's a podcast where three people hope that one of them shows up wearing something interesting. Freedom. Answer: Hey, Riddle, Riddle.
Oh,
what about an old classic from Aaron, which is just 9-1-1? What's a podcast?
Oh, lizards. Yeah, one time on the show, or was it the Patreon? I said 911. What is an emergency?
911. What's an emergency?
And I regret it.
Okay, well, I actually think that it's fine that we haven't landed on one, because what we've done is we've opened a dialogue and we've opened a conversation.
Yes.
And now,
yes,
if you're a listener to the show and you think that you have the perfect tagline for us,
I love this.
Go ahead and send it to us, tweet at us, and what's that hashtag?
Hashtag riddle intro.
Nice.
And if this gives you some emotional context, we haven't seen each other in several weeks. Everyone went on a very interesting vacation, and we decided to talk about this instead.
Aaron, you went on a mental vacation?
I did
where
not.
You said you shut down for a week?
Well, yes, but I also was with my family.
Oh, okay.
You can do both.
I went on a mentalist vacation where I just watched four seasons of that show. He has the bluest eyes.
Oh.
And I went to South Dakota.
Okay, well, enough of that bullshit. Let's get into something that we love to do on this show, which is riddles.
Yay.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for the enthusiasm. We'll be coming back to you multiple times in the episode for a little extra dose of that.
All right, future friend.
Okay, so this first one comes to us from 2018, September of 2018, by the way. It is signed Tailsteak.
So I was so young then.
This person is going by Tailsteak. Now, could Tailsteak be something that we said on the show? Could be. Could be like an inside joke. It's from 2018. Don't remember. But we'll just assume that this is from Tailsteak. Tailsteak says, "Dear Old Man Puzzles and Victims." Oh, boy. "I've been loving the show, and I came up with a few brand new riddles for you." This is an email from 2018. I hope you like them. And then also, Tailsteak included some hints to these riddles as well.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's very, very polite of them.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Here we go. Here's the first one. "I have two plates, but never eat solid food. I drink many different liquids, but never go to the bathroom. I'm stronger than you, but have no muscles. I'm faster than you, but have no legs. What am I?"
So the first 65% of this riddle, you're just describing outright an old country buffet.
Dude, if I went to an old country buffet and they only had two plates left, I'm fucking walking out that door.
You need one plate for meats and one plate for cheeses.
Have you ever taken two plates to a buffet? Not one plate and then go back for a second plate. I mean, go up to a buffet with two plates on your trip.
100%.
I'm not sure I've ever been to a buffet. Well, I guess, is a continental breakfast a buffet?
Wow. M'lady.
Dad, stop.
M'bougie lady.
Oh.
I've never been to a buffet.
I'm sorry. I usually have a man wearing a suit, an entire penguin suit, bring me 12 to 100 courses every evening. Yeah, what?
It's me, Aaron. I've never had a taco that fell in the mud before.
I never said that. That's mostly, most of my taco experiences have been post them in the mud. Okay, I have a question.
Aaron, go ahead.
If you're from the East Coast, specifically New England, and you know of any buffets, let me know. I just have never been to a buffet.
You're breaking my brain. Here's my test to know. This is how you know if you've been to a buffet or not. Have you ever taken a little glass ramekin, put it up to a machine, and pulled one lever, and sourced from that one lever is chocolate and vanilla swirled, and next to it is a sneeze guardless box of sprinkles?
No, that feels like sort
then
of
you've
like
never been to a buffet.
We're like a college cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was thinking, I was like, have I been to a buffet? And I had an image in my head, and I remembered it was a wake.
All you can mourn?
You know you're not at
I'm
a buffet.
Not even kidding.
You know you're not at a buffet if you're awake. You have to be in a place half between sleep and awake to be successful at a buffet.
Yeah, but someone caters awake, and then you walk around, and you're adding like food to your plate.
In Indianapolis, there was it wasn't really a buffet, but it was like a cafeteria style restaurant where you basically go in at one end of a line and then there's just people like cutting meat and soup, you know, scooping soup, and you just like order as you go down the line and they put it on your tray. But then there was like Chinese food buffets were huge, and that's where you would find those soft serve machines, especially in Indianapolis, like a Super China buffet, things like that. And then we had Golden Corral. We had Old Country Buffet. What was the other one? There was one. Ponderosa was another buffet.
Oh, yeah. Is Perkins? No, maybe not. I want to see a... Oh, go ahead.
Perkins is like a sit-down.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you have gone to your first buffet. JPC, you are the waiter at this buffet. And Aaron, you are just confused and amazed.
Hi. Welcome to the Great American Steak Factory. I am Nick. I will be your waiter. And this is the last time that you'll be seeing me and interacting with me. Good luck to you.
I would love a water and the fish. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Yoo-hoo.
I'm sorry.
I'm hungry and I'm ready.
I'm sorry. No one has ever engaged me before.
I'm not engaged either. That's okay. You'll meet the right person.
Well, I hope so. For my parents' sake, they will not stop hounding me. Was there something? I'm sorry. I said I was Nick.
Hi, Nick.
I was your waiter.
You're my waiter.
What else did you need from me?
I would like some fish. And a water. And then, do you have any good wine? Like a wine you'd recommend?
Yes, we have all that here. Okay, good luck to you.
Nick!
Yes,
Nick.
I'm still here, but I don't know why I'm here. I'm having a bit of an existential crisis.
Nick, don't get away from me. I'm hungry.
Okay, no. Well, yeah, it's a buffet, so...
A Phoebe buffet?
Okay, this is crazy. Are you single?
Am I?
Because I love that joke.
Aaron, the way I can tell you've never been to a buffet is that you immediately asked for fish.
Yeah, duh. Well, I thought fish would be funny because he said it was a steak restaurant.
I've never eaten fish at a buffet.
I think it was Ponderosa or a different one, which it was a buffet, but it was also all-you-can-eat steak, which is the real selling point. And it was just the shittiest steak that you could get.
I feel like if I were at a buffet, I would... do round one, all the potatoes they have. Mm. I would get every different kind of potato. Round two, dessert.
Aaron, you eat steak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just no gluten. There's a place, I think it's called Tango Sur. No.
Yeah.
There's a place called Tango Sur, but there's somewhere downtown that's like an all-you-can-eat Brazilian steakhouse, and it's incredible.
Fogo de Chao?
Fogo de Chao. Mm-hmm. So Jason Chin used to take me there 20 times a year. Surprisingly, he's no longer with us. A lot of red meat. So we have to go there at some point.
Oh, okay. I'll do it. I won't have a personality the entire time. Okay, I'm going to be sleepy.
Some of the worst food experiences I've ever had in my life have been at a buffet. I saw a man fully asleep at a Cece's pizza booth before. his table was covered in pizza and he was just sleeping it off.
JPC. That was Cece.
I hope so. I hope there was a good reason for it. The second one was I walked into a Golden Corral once with friends. We had never been to Golden Corral before. Golden Corral is like the mother. It's like the Branson, Missouri of buffets. Like that's what Golden Corral is.
Yakov Smirnoff is there?
Pretty much.
And grandparents love it.
And we waited in line. We walked in, and the first thing I saw was a child. Sticking his finger in the chocolate fountain. And I said,
oh, nice.
I said, okay, I'm done. Well, I can't have that now, something that I enjoy. So yeah, that's also fun.
Aaron, there's so many things. I tend to not buy into when somebody's like talking about The Godfather and then somebody goes, I've never seen The Godfather. I really despise when other people are like, you've never seen The Godfather? Like that kind of stuff drives me crazy. But I will say I'm pretty outraged you've never been to a buffet. That seems like something...
No, I get it. Everyone has their thing. When someone hasn't seen Newsies, I sort of start flipping over tables and breaking glass.
Is that Dave?
I'm just more shocked that they just don't have buffets. Like, it seems like maybe either your family is just, like, not a buffet family, which, by the way, I totally get because no family should be, or they don't have buffets on the East Coast, and that's, to me, wild.
Or they call it something else, because I know in some parts of the U.S. they call ragu rag out. So do they call buffets buffets or something?
Yeah, they call them buffets.
Yeah, and that's why Aaron didn't put that together either. So
yeah, wow, holy shit.
Can we hear that riddle again? I have two plates.
I have two plates, but never eat solid food. I drink many different liquids, but never go to the bathroom. I'm stronger than you, but have no muscles. I'm faster than you, but have no legs. What am I?
I feel like plates is going to be the big one. I mean, are these like tectonic plates?
Yeah, that was my guess.
You're correct in that they're not dinner plates, I will say.
Okay. So we have plates. The Earth crust has plates. Dinosaurs have plates.
Mm-hmm. I got a hint on the plates. My two plates have designs on them that match each other, but don't match any other plates in existence.
Oh, my two plates, Paul Reiser. Terrible
snowflake.
Snowflake's
good.
No, it's not a snowflake. Good guess.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on.
Same design. Plates. Is this like a print, like a printing press kind of thing? Don't they call those plates?
It's not a printing press, but yes, yeah, you're on the right track with like other, I mean, obviously other uses of plates.
I have plates. I have two plates, but no food. I drink liquid, but I don't go to the bathroom. Was that it?
Yeah, I drink many different liquids, but never go to the bathroom.
What's something that a lot of different liquids pass through? Pipes?
That's very good. A sink. Pipe.
I will say it's not even passed through. Sometimes that they're just kind of like the liquids are poured in and they stay there, or they're poured in.
Oh, it's a leaf.
No. No, it's
well,
not.
JBC, hold on.
No,
shut
the show down. Everyone, turn off the lights. Yeah, it's done. Okay, we're in a huge warehouse, you guys. There was nothing here. All right, no special effects.
Holy
are
shit!
Are you happy now, listeners? Okay, fine. Shut it all down.
Yeah, I've been in this warehouse the whole time.
Yeah, Casey's an old suitcase with some googly eyes on it. I'm taking my suitcase and I'm leaving. Goodbye. It's done. It's just done now. Okay, it's just done.
I've been way too polite to ask Casey this whole time that I've known him why his eyes are so googly, and now I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't have liked the answer.
I've always wanted to ask him, why are you so stuffed full of pants?
Okay.
He's a suitcase.
Rude. Casey's just rude.
I'm stronger than you, that's rude. I'm stronger than you, but I have no muscles.
And faster, but have no legs.
Is it? Is this like a riverbank or something? It's got to be something like that.
It's cars. Not a riverbank. I'm sorry, Aaron?
Cars.
It is a car.
What? Oh, license plates.
Yes. Wow. Front and back license plates that are the same. Drink oil, gasoline, antifreeze, etc. And strong enough to carry you and fast enough to go 65 miles per hour.
All right, nice start the show back up. Turn.
Casey's still a suitcase.
Yeah, well, he's always had. Yeah. He's been one the whole time, okay?
All right, here's the next one from Tailsteak. Gotta love that name.
We've been paying a suitcase.
Yeah, and he's excellent. He's the best of us.
That's why Casey has been requesting that we pay him in pants. I've just been stuffing pants into a suitcase.
Stuffing them? I've been folding them.
Oh, why? Someone will come around and fold those.
I put a little ribbon on Casey, so when I pick him up from the airport, I can tell that he belongs
to
me.
That's my Casey. Oh, no, that's my Casey.
Sorry, excuse me, I'm sorry.
You lost my Casey?
That's my Casey.
Have you ever seen someone take someone else's bags and had like an altercation?
Mm-hmm.
That happens to me every time I go to the airport.
I've had somebody take my bag before.
Of course you have.
Of course you have.
But they didn't. They didn't try to make out with it. Well, that sounded weird. They didn't try to make off with it. They just put it down. But I was just like,
someone took my bag. They didn't try to fuck it. I'm not saying that they tried to fuck my bag.
And not that I fuck my bag. I'm just saying I wouldn't want somebody else to.
Do you guys have something on your bag that's to delineate it that it is your bag?
Yeah,
I have a little plaid ribbon and a little tag with a badger on it that Gemma got me.
Oh, that's nice.
I have a series of green ribbons all over my bag.
Mm.
I have a little rainbow ribbon on my bag.
So if you're out there at an airport, steal our bags.
Welcome back to another episode of Steal Our Bags.
Would that be a fun game? Would that be a fun game show where you're just at one of those baggage carousels and it's just bags coming and you have to pick the one that has the highest value stuff in it?
Yeah, I love that
idea. Yes. Also, another great game show that I would absolutely watch every episode of is somebody who's given a ton of stuff and they have to pack as much into a suitcase as possible.
Oh my God, yeah.
Or same thing with like a moving van where it's like you have this U-Haul and this a full antique store. How can you move everything without breaking anything?
I would be so good at that.
One of the things that I did while I was on vacation last week was Mariah and I watched Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
I loved it.
So funny. Yeah.
I really loved it.
You went to a turtle's house?
This reminds me of there's just a very funny kind of throwaway gag in that where they're packing suitcases and it's just an overhead shot of all the weird shit they put in their suitcases. And I'm like, that's fun. That's just people who like having fun putting some fun stuff in a movie. Here we go. I saw a picture in an old newspaper of two beasts of burden pulling a plow in opposite directions. Although one animal was nearly four times the size of the other, it looked like the plow was stuck in place. Why?
A hill?
Aaron, that is a great question. It is not a hill.
Damn it, Bobby.
It is not because of a hill. Damn it, Bobby.
The only time I've ever heard the term beast of burden in my entire life is from the Rolling Stones. So I have to ask, is one of them Mick Jagger and the other is Keith Richards?
He had to ask.
I have to ask.
Legally, he had to ask. And this is why we can't call ourselves comedians.
I know.
No,
remind me.
It is not. It is not Mick and Keith.
So why? It seems to be a big. So Aaron, you're my partner in this.
I'll walk this way. You walk this way.
And I'm working. I'm working against you. I'm the plow.
So it seems like they make a pretty big to-do about the newspaper and it being a picture in the newspaper and stuff. So, because otherwise you could just say, like, there's two beasts of burden on a hill.
Yep, it's in a newspaper.
So the fact that it's a picture in the newspaper seems to be...
Well, I got a question for you guys. Were you ever in your local paper growing up?
Oh, yeah.
And for what?
I was in it for sports. I was in it for speech and debate. And I was in it for those two things.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't think there's anything else in my... My local newspaper was the Star Courier in Kewaunee. I think it was like four pages long, and I think it was just like sports and high school stuff.
I was in my local paper because in order to change your name in Indiana, you have to run an ad or run some sort of thing in the local paper that says that you intend to change your name.
Mm-hmm. For like 8 weeks.
Whoa.
Is that 4 weeks, I think? Yeah.
That's fascinating. That's like feels like old world, doesn't it?
Yes. Truly, it is just like a relic of a law that was written at a point where they're like, this is still the law. No one has changed this law yet.
All right, cowboys, you can't change your name unless you tell the whole town.
This is a segment on the show that we like to call Laws That Could Have Been a Website. This whole law could have been a website.
This law could have been an email.
Aaron, have you ever been in your local paper?
Yes, I was in it for...
She said
the
fishing
Journal.
For this.
Fishing. No, I was in the Hingham Journal, I think, for like... theater, like high school plays and stuff. But I was also in it for calling 911 when I was four because my sister wouldn't get out of my room. And that's not a joke.
That's amazing.
Yeah, my sister Kathleen wouldn't get out of my bed and I was like, get out of my room. And she was like, no. And then I looked at my Barbie phone and I looked at the real phone and I went, same difference. And she thought I was calling 911 on my Barbie phone, but I was calling it on the real phone. And then I ran for my life. And then the police came to my door and I was hiding.
That's the best short story I've ever heard.
And this is why we should not have police, because police do not need to be getting little girls out of people's bedrooms. That is a job for a social worker.
And well, they didn't even depending. Do it. They didn't even do it.
Fucking useless.
I just remembered the third thing I was in the paper for, which was a different paper, which was for a local town or citywide bookmark contest. So that was the third thing I couldn't think of.
What'd you draw on it?
I drew a wizard fighting two dragons.
That's cool.
And it was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Little did you know, where are the two dragons?
I turned into a dragon. I'm an old lizard. JPC, can we hear that riddle one more time?
Yeah, real quick. I was also in the Indy Star at one point because my sketch group had like a profile written about us in like the arts and culture section for the Indy Star. And my grandparents took a picture with a bad camera of the newspaper, then printed out the front page of the newspaper and then gave me that picture. And I was like, hey, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
That's so cute. That's really cute.
Somewhere in my house in storage, I have 20 issues of Maxim magazine because I was in an issue of Maxim magazine.
That's cool. I remembered another time I was in a paper. This time it was the Chicago Tribune. And it is one of my favorite photos of me. It's at I.O. when I was in the summer intensive, which is when they were building that new building.
Uh-huh.
And they took a shot of me and Andrew Robinson, who turned out to be one of my greatest friends, and we were on an improv team together for like 7 years, through the window the week that we met. And the stage isn't like fully built yet. And it's like, I think it's like me asking a question and like you can see through it. It's like really a really cool photo to
That's
have,
awesome.
I think, of my time in Chicago.
That
I don't
is
know
very
where it
cool.
is.
Very cool.
Oh, it's lost. That's what a horrible ending to that story.
I just realized I don't think I've seen it in a couple of years. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it.
Andrew Robinson. Andrew Robinson burned down years ago.
Oh, no. Maybe Andrew knows where it is. Uh-oh.
That's such a left turn for that story that I was not expecting
Me neither.
Whatsoever.
Okay, sorry. Read the riddle again.
Saw a picture in an old newspaper of two beasts of burden pulling a plow in opposite directions. Although one animal was nearly four times the size of the other, it looked like the plow was stuck in place.
Okay, I think I have this. I think this has to do with my good friend and my fashion icon, one Mr. Paul Bunyan. I think one of them was a big old blue ox and the other was a piece of industrial equipment. That's why one was bigger, but they both have equal power, big old ox and a small...
No, it was Mike Mulligan and the steam shovel. that is not the correct answer. That's a very good guess, but it is not one of those man versus machine things.
Mike Mulligan, the dad on Glee?
Did you guys ever read Mike Mulligan and the steam shovel?
No.
I have seen the cover, but I've never read it.
Yeah, it's just a story about a fucking guy just fucking whipping ass with a steam shovel and all the new.
Oh, go ahead.
That's it.
So I didn't mean to catch up. I got excited.
No, it's fine.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are Mike Mulligan. You're kicking ass with your new steam shovel. JPC is the steam shovel.
Well, we moved a lot of rock today, Mike. Nice job, buddy.
Hey, shovel.
Uh huh.
Do you know who I am?
Well, you're Mike Mulligan. You're the owner of me, a steam shovel, who doesn't have a name yet. With that fishing for one, but...
Steam shovel?
Okay. Yeah, it's just
I got a question.
Steam shovel. Sure, Mike. Ask away. I am a steam shovel, but ask away, buddy.
I'm starting to feel like you're my only friend.
Well, I'm your best pal, Mike, and you're mine. And the way I see it, we're two, peas in a pod, and it's going to stay that way forever. Me and you, Mike...
Hey, steam shovel?
Sure, Mike. What's going on?
Would you dig a grave for me if I asked?
Oh, boy, Mike. I mean, I'll do anything you want, man.
You just said you were my best friend.
Yeah, I will. But, Mike, you got a lot of years left in front of you, man. You don't have to worry about that now. It's just me and you.
Oh, no, that's not what I mean. I mean dig a grave for me to put someone in.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to lay to rest Mike Mulligan. He was beloved by his steam shovel, who we don't have a name for, and for the entire community loved him.
Just give me one!
Not right now. One moment. While you're here, feel free to grab as much chicken as you like. We also have some cannoli. If you go to the other side of the buffet, we also have never-ending shrimp. It does end, but we have to restock it. Is Jeff okay?
As a name?
Yeah.
I love it!
Kid Jeff or adult Jeff?
Oh, boy. I guess Shovel Jeff?
Shovel Jeff! That's me! Thanks, man! I'm gonna whip ass out of here! Mike Mulligan!
Well, hold on, Shovel Jeff.
Huh?
I had down here on the schedule that after I laid to rest Mike Mulligan and announced the buffet that you had a tight five you wanted to do.
Can I really, sir?
Please.
All right.
It says here shovel jokes?
Yeah, shovel jokes. Okay, do you mind if I just jump right up? I mean, everybody's into it now.
Welcome to the stage, your favorite stand-up comedian, Steam Shovel.
Who?
Okay, it's Shovel Jeff. Just go back out there and say Shovel
Jeff. Oh, I'm
sorry. Jeff. No, it's okay. It's a late ad.
That's what it says on the thing.
Yeah. My booker said it was Shovel Jeff.
This is who you are, though. You can't change your name unless it's been in the paper for 8 weeks.
Okay, what's your name, fucking asshole?
Yes.
What's your name? Jesus.
That scene. It's been a while since we did improv. We'll be right back after these.
I did that name thing. That was amazing.
I was purely judging myself.
Hey,
Aaron,
guys.
You were great.
You don't get to go to a break until you finish your riddle. So I'll give you a hint on this one.
No, we'll be right back after
No. No. So, this one, your hint is that this is, it says it's a picture in the paper, but it's actually a cartoon in the paper.
Oh, one of them is Ziggy, and the other one is
Is it a political
Dilbert.
Cartoon?
Aaron, yes, it
that.
Was.
Oh, is it an elephant and a mule?
It's an elephant and a donkey. Speaking of elephants, and they're pulling the shovel because it's politics, and we're freaking mired in it, even in the old times.
I would like to see a scene.
No, we gotta go to a break.
No, please. We can't go to the break until you do your scene. It could be very short.
World fastest scene.
Okay, Adel, you're a donkey. JPC, you're an elephant. And you are drinking at a bar, sort of commiserating that it's annoying that you've been so politicized.
Jackass.
I'm sorry?
I'm just looking in a mirror. You jackass. You do nothing. What do you do all day?
Donkey,
nothing.
Donkey, please don't go down that road. I was exactly where you are a couple of months ago. It's self-destructive. It only hurts you, and it's not going to get you what you want, okay? It is not our fault that we have been politicized the way that we have. It is not our fault.
I'm not trying to throw a grand old pity party. It's just that I just feel like there's no... feels like there's just no compromise. There's no winner in this, ever.
I know. I mean, did you know that they were able to tell that that elephants felt grief purely by watching the way that I react to being treated like this?
I had no idea. I'm sorry. Did you know that the term... pin the tail on a donkey comes from, do you know where that comes from?
Gentlemen, no. You're making everyone at the bar a little uncomfortable. You're going to have to go, okay?
Why?
People don't want a political bar, right?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Is this because I'm shitting at the stool?
Is this because I'm blowing your shit all into the air?
No.
We're filthy
That's
animals.
That's definitely not helping.
Is that what it is?
No,
is it a health code violation for me to blow shit in the air?
Is this because my friend isn't drinking a delirium tremens,
no,
the one beer with an elephant on the label?
This place is called Apathy. We try not to get involved because politics don't really involve or include us. You know what I mean? Like, we're not really affected by any real policies. We're very privileged in that way, and we don't like to think about politics. So hit the road, boys.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to any of that. I thought I saw a mouse. Terrified of those fucking things, I think.
Same. We'll be right back after these boos.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's Aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my Aura on your Aura.
Oh, my Aura on your Aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these Aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my Aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my Aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heat and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... are razor blades?
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades, just like in the 1950s when razors were like... $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Aaron, I thought about it during the break.
Uh-huh.
And I think that there's a compromise. So I want to call our listeners old lizards.
Okay.
You want to call them future friends. Could we compromise and call them future lizards?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What do we know?
There's a problem with that,
uh-oh,
too.
No, I'm just that sort of sinister. What happens if they listen to the show too long? They turn into a lizard?
I assume that everyone eventually will turn into a lizard. It's the only way that we can survive.
All right. That's a good point. You know what? I've come around to it. I think I'm going to give my stamp of approval to old lizards.
Aww. All right. I'll take it.
Okay. So I'm glad.
Wow. He didn't want to win. He just liked the game.
If you're still with us, you're an old lizard now. And if you didn't turn off the podcast before you heard me say that, sorry, fucko, but you're an old lizard. That's the way it works.
Yeah, we're sorry. You're an old lizard now.
Hey, listeners, turn off your heat lamps, get off your rocks, and listen to our podcast.
That I love. All right.
I'm a listener. They're telling me to keep listening. Okay. Okay, old lizards, we have another riddle for you. Again, these are all from Tailstake. Yeah. Tailstake, by the way, sounds like a cool name for an old lizard, right?
Yeah.
Like
the splinter of lizards.
Yeah, or a food at a buffet.
Or a 1990s Disney cartoon starring Baloo the bear and a young kid named Kit.
We all got one in.
We all got one in.
Oh, Tailstake.
Hey, Riddle Riddle, a podcast where we all get one in.
Okay, here's the next one from Tailstake. My father and sister were caught having sex. Ooh, this
riddle just drips
with JPC energy.
Ew, okay. No.
Is that the real start?
You got to listen to the whole riddle. My father and my sister were caught having sex. This was a huge scandal, and they were both forced to resign from their jobs, even though they're both adults and are not related to each other. Why?
The man is crazy?
The man is crazy. Yes, Adel, you are correct. The answer to that riddle is the man is crazy.
This
seems unsatisfying.
Okay. Yeah. Is it because it is like they're not there's it's like a step?
No, Aaron, it's not that. They're not related at all.
Okay.
Not even Jesus Christ.
Priest. It was a priest and his sister.
Well, it was a priest and a nun.
Oh, it was a priest and a nun. No, everybody go back to when I wasn't dumb. Ooh, I just knocked over a LaCroix.
That sounds like a Toby Keith song. A priest and my sister walking down the...
I like how the original answer is a priest and his sister. And he's like, actually, technically, we're not related anymore because I'm a child of God.
How
so I'm like,
do you
baby,
solve
baby, baby,
a problem
baby.
Like my sister? yeah, that's a good riddle. I don't like how it... I don't like the riddle, though.
I don't like what it made me think in my mind.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a father of the church. Aaron, you are a sister nun. And the two of you just got married, and you're on your honeymoon in... we'll just say Vegas.
Well... We can't go back.
You think? Are you sure?
I mean, technically, we haven't done anything yet. We've just been married. So I guess if you're having second thoughts, we can get it annulled. We can go back to our lives. But if we seal the deal tonight, which I am going to be honest, pretty looking forward to doing that.
Same. All right. So let's think here.
Then we're cut off. We're excommunicado.
Yeah. Here's the major issue I'm facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-husband is God, I guess you
could
say. Mm-hmm. I was married to him.
Yes.
And I feel like when he finds out, he's going to be like, oh my God, you got remarried to a guy who I thought was my friend.
So I guess, I'm kind of in the same boat. I guess what we have to do is maybe seek the protection of a more powerful deity where we can maybe hide from the Lord's...
He already found us.
By the way, hit me.
Just 21.
Ooh, 21. Is that good?
That's the best.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, man. Okay, God. Okay, God, just relax.
What is going on here?
It's okay. Dude, I'm remarried now. I'm much happier. Just relax. You'll find someone else.
Who am I going to find? Who?
Another
nun? We can set you up.
Yeah, we'll set you up.
We can set you up.
Well... Before I get set up, can I saw here at the casino, Criss Angel is playing?
God, do you want to go see Criss Angel?
I mean, I wouldn't hate it.
God, I would have guessed you were a Celine Dion fan, so this is
guilty.
A shock to me.
I mean,
well, it's not either or when it comes to Criss Angel and Celine Dion.
Yes, it is.
God, I mean, we want what's best for you, but you're talking about Night of Criss Angel tickets? There's no way there's still Criss Angel tickets
available. Then you two are damned.
No,
I
no,
shall
you know
smite
what?
You.
No, no, no.
I guess we could do a little name drop.
What?
God Vegas montage. Do-do-do-do. Got a priest.
Hit me.
Round Vegas. Got
21.
A priest.
Hit me.
Round Vegas.
21 still? Oh, yeah, baby.
Vegas. God, priest, and a nun in Vegas. They're going to shows. They're seeing magic shows. They stole a tiger, and now they're hungover. They're doing fun things, and they're wearing glitter. And now they're watching the fountains go.
I'll baptize you in the Bellagio fountain.
God in Vegas!
Scene.
Aaron, at one point, was it just the plot of The Hangover?
Yeah, that's
sort of
snuck in there.
Mike Tyson and a tiger.
Kim Jong's there, and you see his penis.
I don't know if you guys caught my fun little thing. God said, hit me. He had 21. I said, hit me again, and the dealer said, still 21. Isn't that kind of fun?
And yeah, it's there forever.
God.
You can always just go back 30 seconds and keep listening to that. That's the best part about it.
Did you want more God in Vegas montage stuff? Because I could keep singing about bullshit.
Maybe 10 more seconds?
Okay, sure. Got a nun and a priest in Vegas. They're having lots of fun and they're in Vegas. Sort of a desert town, but they're losing money left and right, but they're having fun.
I want to extend my time.
They're having fun swimming in the pool. There's a swim-up bar, and they're drinking margaritas. Got a nun and a priest in Vegas drinking margaritas by a pool, getting sunburned. 30 more seconds of this. There's going to be 30 more seconds of this. A priest, a nun, and a god in Vegas. They missed their flight. One more week.
And
what happens in God stays in Vegas.
Nice.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't hate 16 more minutes of that, and then we don't have to do the end of the episode.
Got a priest and a nun in Vegas. You know what, guys? Shut it all down. No, shut it down. I'm taking my suitcase, Casey.
I would have stayed at the Sands.
I should have said suitcase. I'm such a moron.
Oh, suitcase Tony.
Fire me.
We will go back and put it in, and we will make that the episode title. So that's
too
how
late.
We honor
20 people
you.
Have already tweeted at us angrily.
Okay, so we have to move on. You guys got that right. That was a father and a sister, Roman Catholic priest and nun, who violated their vows of celibacy. Ultimately, they chose love over tradition and left the church. They're much happier together, particularly after selling their movie rights to their forbidden love story.
Yeah. Fun
wow.
fact.
Tailstick put a little ending on that.
That's a happy ending. Fun fact about my family, my mom's eldest sister, her name is Jane, she married a priest, and he left being a priest to be with her. They fell in love, and they didn't mean to. And then when he left and they started seeing each other, the Catholic Church was harassing my mom and her family. They'd drive by,
Jesus.
They'd call
Yikes.
And hang up. Pretty cool.
That sounds like Scientology shit. That's
no,
terrifying.
The Catholic Church in the 50s and 60s and 70s in Boston had nothing wrong with it. Everything was fine.
In
80s
and 90s and 2000s.
In 90s, 2000s, 2010s. Nothing. The Catholic Church is great all the time, always. No.
And you know what? The problem would be solved if they would just let them have wives. And the reason that they can't have wives has to do with, like, lineage and them, like, passing priesthoods down to their children from, like, 700 fucking years ago. So one of these days, I think we will live to see that Catholic priests will have wives. One of these days.
So.
I'm always just over the moon with how certain parts of society are just like so beholden to like texts from
Texts that also people edited in like the 50s.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You got to look at the notes at the front of the book. See when it was written.
The Constitution. I mean, there's so many documents where it's just like, I think things have changed enough.
To be fair. The Constitution famously cannot be amended.
That's right.
Famously. No amendments.
Oh, Aaron, I forgot to mention Las Vegas, famously, the city of buffets.
Yeah,
it's
that
true.
I know. And
you know what?
I've never been.
You know what Vegas has that I absolutely fucking love? Because I used to have to go to conferences, because Vegas is also the city of conferences. So every time I would have multiple work conferences in Vegas every year. I fucking love the breakfast buffet. Sleep on that breakfast buffet, because they have everything.
It's the best.
Oh, I love the breakfast buffet.
I want to go to Vegas. Do you think we could do a Hey Riddle Riddle show in Vegas?
Yes, absolutely.
That would be sick.
Probably at like Fremont Street or like the Circus Circus. Like, it's not going to be a great venue, but
here's the thing.
I don't care.
I would do a Hey Riddle Riddle show in Vegas. I would do Branson. I would do the fucking Wisconsin Dells. I would do Pigeon Forge, which I just was, and it looks like the Wisconsin Dells. It's insane.
Okay, can we do a Hey Riddle Dollywood Riddle retreat where it's like a 3-day, and there's lots of different podcasts that are there, and we hang out with everybody. It's in the Wisconsin Dells. We all are peeing in the same pool.
Sure,
we're all going down water slides with you. We're all laughing. Come on.
We'll go to Branson. We'll do the kids friendly version. We'll do that. We'll do it in Branson.
Let's do it. Yeah,
I don't care. We'll cut all the guide stuff out. It's been about half of this episode, so maybe that'll be difficult, but we'll cut it all out for Branson.
I'm sorry. I have 500 screaming kids on my hands. What did you say? We call them old lizards? Disgusting.
Okay, here we go. This is riddle number 4, still from Tailstake. I swore. What I said didn't violate broadcast standards of decency, but it still wasn't allowed to be broadcast on TV. What did I say?
Buttfuckery?
Can you say buttfuckery? Let's see it on the board.
Ding!
Oh, I guess you can't say
that. Our hot pocket is ready, and you cannot say it. Let's see. I think that it's like a tornado is coming. It's an emergency.
Is it the word damn? Is it the word damn, but in the sense of like Hoover Dam?
That's a really great question. It is not a, what's that called? A homophone? It's not that.
Yeah.
So
they said it on TV or radio?
It wasn't allowed to be broadcast on TV.
Okay.
But it didn't violate broadcast standards of decency.
George Carlin famously has a bit. Mm-hmm. The 7 things you can't say on TV. Those things are... JPC?
Oh, can't say pancakes. You have to say flapjacks.
Keep going.
Or hotcakes.
Yeah, you can say hotcakes as well, so that's 2. I've got 2. All
right.
You're not allowed to call cars automobiles. You have to call them cars.
Mm-hmm. Can't cough too hard.
3.
Yes, 4. Unless you're having a medical exam, and then you have to cough as hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
When you see, you can't say, man, a woman's sharing a bed.
5.
That's not something that we could see. You could have 2 feet outside of the bed, but you can never have them in the bed together.
You can't say tit-tacular, but you can say spectacular tits.
That's true.
I can't say that. I think it would get lost in my mouth.
You can't say lost in my mouth.
You can't say lost in my mouth. That's 7.
Spectacular tits.
You guys ready for this hint? Adel, you're going to flip when you hear this hint. Here's the hint.
I do need. I'm sorry. I do need to cut you off just quickly to thank you, because I panicked. I didn't know what to say for those 7 words. I said JPC, and you immediately swooped in and did it.
Yeah, he's amazing. You both are amazing. I did miss you guys on vacation.
What? And I would just like to say that I'm glad that we did that in 4 takes. Now, of course, to the listener, it's only going to be the one.
The worst one. Obviously.
The worst one, obviously.
And Aaron, real quick, I did think of a compromise. I said old lizards. You did say future friends. So maybe we compromise and we say future lizards is what we call our fans.
I'm in a weird time warp.
I swore out loud and proud in plain English, and multiple people heard me. I didn't say any of George Carlin's 7 words.
Whoa.
And what I said wasn't a slur or blasphemy. I said what I said in response to something someone else said, but I did not speak in surprise or anger. No, it's not a song, but it made me think of I swear.
Was it something that's like trademarked?
No, not trademarked.
Okay. But does it resemble, does the ear feel to it have the resemblance of a curse word?
No.
Okay, I have to see a scene. We're like a 3-person comedy act from when TVs were just being invented. And this is before there's really any rules. So we're really going for it, and it's pretty pretty crass.
And now back to another episode of the Chicago Variety Show, starring 3 comedians. We take you to a saloon.
Bang, bang, my guns shoot. Let me get a sarsaparilla.
All right, one sarsaparilla coming right up, and all you gotta do to pay is have me punch you in the boobs.
Fuck you, coward motherfucker.
Swings open door. Hey, this town can't be big enough for the three of us, bitch, fuck, tit, fuck, cunt, bitch, fuck, fuck, bitch, ass, tits, tits, bitch, fuck, 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 fucky, fuck, bitch, beep, 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 oh, yeah, I'm the lady one in the comedy group, I'm smoking.
Hey, this is a closed set, how did you get on here? We're doing a sketch show, where's Paul? Where's the third male comedian?
I'm sorry, I'm here, I was gagged and tied into my dressing room, I'm ready. Hey, I'm here, you mother.
All right, beep beep. See you in 20 years when they let women be funny.
Scene.
20 years.
20 years.
Plus 100.
Plus 100.
Hopefully in another couple.
I love, Aaron, that you just created my favorite character of all time, which is Filthy Roadrunner, who says the most insulting string of curse words and then says beep beep.
I ran out, though. I don't think I know a lot.
I'm just going to call for a scene because I'm so tickled by this idea now.
Uh-huh.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are Wile E. Coyote. Aaron, you are the Roadrunner. And this is the day where the Roadrunner's just had enough and we get to hear its filthy fucking mouth and it just go off on the Wile E. Coyote.
Beep, beep. Okay. Okay. Enough. Everybody, let's just stop running for a second.
What are you doing?
Fucking fuck you, man.
Hey, stop.
What?
No, we're not supposed to talk.
No, I don't care.
We're
you
not
think
supposed
I care?
To talk. What are you doing?
Oh, I care all of a sudden?
What are you doing?
Okay, stop it. Stop. You're driving me insane.
Kids are watching this, man. Come on. We gotta keep going. They're gonna kill
what?
They're gonna kill us if we don't
they're
keep
gonna
going.
Kill us? Then
yeah.
Kill me. Then kill me.
I'm not gonna kill you.
This life is torture. This is so annoying.
You think I like it?
Mimi?
Yeah. You think I like being a wolf who gets constantly fucking blown up by my own shit?
Yeah, okay.
We gotta keep going.
Yeah, dude, I'm being chased. No,
that's
stop,
what we're supposed
stop,
to do.
Stop.
No! No, stop!
Fuck you, listen to me.
Fuck you!
I'm trying, be on my side then. If we're stuck in this... Fuck you, man. I'm walking away. Come on, seriously.
No, you gotta keep going.
No.
They'll kill us. They'll
chase
kill
yourself,
us.
Chase yourself, bitch. I'm done. I'm going to my trailer. How'd you get in here, man? This is a closed set.
See?
Oh, God, I love that.
Man.
What are you doing? We're not supposed to.
They're gonna kill us. That's so fucking funny.
Does Wile E. Coyote talk? Does he have a voice?
No.
Okay.
He holds up signs. So
yeah, yeah. Because the Roadrunner definitely says beep, beep. But
yeah, he only holds up signs, which is how we should talk. From now on, I feel like most people should just hold up signs.
Podcasting.
My one dream in this world before I die is to take that audio, send it to Warner Brothers, I believe, mm-hmm. and just say, if you animate this scene, I will, anything you want. Anything you want. If we have any listeners who work for Warner Brothers, please.
Please.
I'm begging you.
Give us an email.
And just we won't even share it with anyone. We'll just.
Yeah, I can't imagine this would go against your contract.
If we have anyone who works cartoon. For Warner Brothers, send us your boss's email. That's all we want is just an entrance, just a point, just to walk in the door and pitch our idea. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Loud and proud in plain English, multiple people heard, didn't say any of George Carlin's seven words. What I said wasn't a slur or blasphemy. I said what I said in response to something someone else said, but I did not speak in surprise or anger.
And this got them kicked off the air, it says?
It says, no. It just says, I swore what I said didn't violate broadcast standards, but it still wasn't allowed to be broadcast on TV.
I swore. Is it?
So what are some swears? Like, what are some situations where you would swear, but it wouldn't be a curse word?
God.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, now I lay me down to rest.
Kind of, Aaron. You're kind of close. Swearing to God.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, but not really.
Making a promise.
Gosh darn it.
Like,
yes.
I swear I'll do this.
Yes, but what is one thing that people like would swear on?
A Bible.
The Bible.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
they said psalms.
So this is a court case. You got it. So what I said was, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Even though this swearing wasn't offensive, most court trials are still not allowed to be broadcast on television.
The ones I watch are Judge Judy.
See, that's why don't commit a crime because you won't get enough attention for it, apparently.
Yeah, and if you do commit a crime, hope that you get an IMDb credit for it.
Okay, I'm Judge Judy, and you two have some bullshit case you're going to present to me, and I'm going to be the judge of... I'm going to be Judge Judy about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Judge Judy, please, listen. Now, I'm suing my neighbor here because he borrowed my lawnmower, right? And then he gave it back, but it was just like a broom with a sign on it that said lawnmower. I think he sold my lawnmower and he's keeping the money.
Okay, Judge, and I would like to, and I don't know if this is the decorum of the court, I would like to file a countersuit because I'm pretty sure that the suit that he is wearing, he took from my closet.
No, so, this is my countersuit.
No.
This is my counter. I bought it over the counter, off the rack, over the counter.
First of all, Judge, that's a blatant lie. I never even met this man's lawnmower. But I want restitutions because what he stole from me was a broom with a wig on it, which is my wife.
Whoa. Restitutions? Now I got to pay for his college? Your Honor, I'm not paying restitutions.
Okay, gentlemen, I've heard enough. Do you guys want to watch me slowly count my money?
Will you point to your watch?
What?
Don't you slap the table and then point to your watch?
I don't know. It's been a long time. And then can we cut to the interviews of you outside the court that they do at the end of the episode?
I think the judge was fair. She counted her money while we argued, and I'm very happy with the outcome, which is that we are going to swap houses.
They said that Kraft Services was going to have turkey subs. Now, white bread, turkey, lettuce, and cheese is not a turkey sub, okay? I worked at Subway... Well, for a day until I got fired for eating too much of the meats from the counter. I know what a turkey sub is, and I feel cheated, and I would like to take this court to restitution.
Hey, brother, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, me too. I don't even know what we're fighting about.
Because he stole my fucking lawnmower.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I sold it to my...
You motherfucker.
You can't come back in here.
Scene. Okay, there's one more, and I want to get to this last one. I think that you'll get this one. Let's see. I've been to Chicago. I've been to Boston. I've even gone to Europe and Asia. But I've never left New York City. How is this possible?
CD player, iPod, Spotify. Those are all names of bands.
Adel, you are correct. Chicago, Boston, Europe, Asia are all bands that came to tour at a stadium near me.
Aww.
Probably Shea Stadium.
That's a good
Madison Square Garden.
Riddle.
Yeah, it was MSG. Yeah, that is a very good riddle. We want to thank Tailsteak. Thank you, Tailsteak, for all of those riddles. They were fucking delightful. We appreciate you. We
good
love
work.
You.
I have to say,
you are a future lizard, and we think your skin is so dry.
You're old.
Use Shea Stadium butter to hydrate that skin. Mm-hmm, I have to say, those are legit some of the best riddles we've had in over a year.
I agree.
And those are from 2018. So just think about what kind of treasures we have somewhere buried in that email inbox.
Speaking of treasures we have buried, does anybody want to use the plug detector to dig up some of that sweet, sweet gold? Aaron?
I got two things. I was on the Cinema Swap podcast where we recast Day After Tomorrow. I suggested that movie as a joke and they took it for real. It was really, really fun. And I also want to plug the podcast School of Imagination by Liam. There are signs posted in Chicago that are...
Oh, wow.
Liam is a child, and he has a podcast, and Arnie Parrott sent this to me, and it's really, really sweet, and he teaches you how to use your imagination. It's Monday... I think it comes out like 3 times a week, so look up School of Imagination by Liam.
Liam, if you're listening, I will absolutely be a guest on your podcast.
Yeah, we all will. I was so excited to see that someone is like posting DIY signs all over Chicago. Liam doesn't know who I am and has never met me and will be surprised. But I think it'd be pretty cool if we gave him some listeners, everybody. Wouldn't that be cool?
Rate and review, Liam, and smash that subscribe button.
And Liam, I'll consider coming on your podcast. Let's just talk about my rate because nobody works for free, Liam. Say fucking communism, bitch. Get a job.
JPC, anything to plug?
Oh, yeah, you can always just follow me over at twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. Now that I'm back from vacation, I'm playing all kinds of freaking games over there. I'm having a great time. What am I playing at the time that this comes out? Hey, I don't know. Maybe I'm playing Disco Elysium. That could be what I'm still playing.
Ooh.
Or maybe I just finished it. Who fucking knows? Adel, anything that you would like to plug?
Yes, I have one thing to plug, which is I was a guest on a podcast called The Completists. And this was a podcast by our wonderful friend, Shane Wilson. You know Shane from World News Tonight. He's running for school board or something in his school district. So vote for him. Check that out. And check out the Completist podcast. We talked about Jaws 4, which is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. So please check that out. Now, Aaron, future lizards all were hatched ethically in a pond on what planet?
Jupiter.
Bye forever. My voice cracked. Bye forever.
Bye forever.
Am I going through?
Bye forever.
Puzzle tree? Puberty with puzzles?
Leave it in, make it louder, put his ass on blast.
Hashtag leave it in, make it louder.
Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
I found the picture.
I gotta see this pic.
I mean, there's other people there too, but...
Jesus Christ, Aaron, you wore a dress to school.
Yeah, I did. That was the day, though, that two mean bully boys in Whole Foods said, you're wearing a dress to do improv today? And I said, yeah, and I'm still gonna be funnier than you.
Nice.
And they laughed, and I was like, I don't want you to laugh at my joke, losers.
Hey there, Louise and Steves. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Clue Crew. We do something that is very much not the Family Feud. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.